And today, I want to bring, a thing to us, to bring,
to bring on the Lamb of God. Is that what you're teaching on? Bring the Lamb of God. We got just a few minutes, so you may want to just get on into your scriptures there.
And he brought to him, brought him to Jesus. And when Jesus beheld him, he said, "Thou art Simon, the son of Jonah. Thou shalt be called Cephas," which is by interpretation a stone.
Can you tell me where you reading from? I forgot.
First John. Where he's talking about, Jesus is talking about, it's real. And he brought him to Jesus. And Jesus helped him. He said, "Thou art Simon, the son of Jonah. Thou shalt be called Cephas," which is interpretation of stone.
Amen.
Okay. But which is the evidence of things seen. The evidence of things not seen. 43. The day following, Jesus would go forth into Galilee and find Philip and said unto him, "Follow me." So that's what he's after. He's after you following. He's after you following Jesus. 44. Now Philip was of Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. And that's important. Philip findeth Nathanael and said unto him, "We have found him of whom Moses did in the law, and the prophets did write, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph." Now, when we talk about Jesus, you know, we learn something from him. But when we speak of Jesus, we speak of him, things that we know, that we hear, that we understand. And
Let me ask the class, how do y'all think that each person really felt like, hey, we found the one that Moses talked about? Ray, can you tell us why, you know, they think that, you know, they met Jesus and they said, well, this is the one that Moses talked about. This, we found him. We know we found him. You know, they had no doubt. the disciples, or the one that Jesus was selecting for disciples, they had, some of them had just met him for the first time, but they realized, hey, this is him. What do you think that Jesus had going on that made them knew right off, hey, this is it?
I think we find a clue to that when he talks to Nathanael. Mm-hmm. He says, Nathanael, I saw you under the tree. Mm-hmm. And Nathanael said, nobody saw me under that tree. Mm-hmm. I know nobody saw me. If you saw me under the tree, then you must be special. And I think also, you know, this time in Israel, they had not had a word from God. They had not had a prophet.
Mm-hmm. Not just that,
nobody
too
was doing anything.
He had such a commanding spirit about him. Have you ever been around people, you know, that you just knew that they were in charge just by their presence?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what I was going to say next, is that, you know, you have him walking by John, mm-hmm. and John's calling him out to his disciples, saying, there goes the Lamb of God, which takes away the sin of the world. Mm-hmm. Well, there's that witness. That's a witness, right? Mm-hmm. Well, he must be special. So we're going to leave him. We're going to find out what's so special about him, right? Mm-hmm. And as they spent time with him, they found a guy here who, when he spoke, their hearts burned within him. Mm-hmm. Within. Mm-hmm. You're right. Remember the road to Emmaus?
Absolutely.
The road to Emmaus, those guys said, when he spoke, our hearts burned within mm-hmm. us.
Yes.
Wow. We're hearing something we haven't heard from anybody else.
400 yep. years.
Here's somebody saying something that wow. nobody else is saying. Mm-hmm. And then Nathanael meets him. Man, this guy, he sees things nobody else sees. Mm-hmm. And then Peter sees him. You know, wow, this guy's saying things about me that nobody else can see. And, mm-hmm. you know, it must be seen by the Spirit. In other words, this guy was unique. This guy was totally different than mm-hmm. anyone they'd ever met. Anyone they'd ever heard about. And they figured, this must be this Messiah.
I'm going to have to say this too. I really believe that they were anticipating him coming. Before they ever saw him or met him or anything, the general consensus around everywhere was that the Messiah is coming, and he's probably even from 2 years, you know, whenever Herod sent out the guards to go and kill all the two-year-olds and below. It was like this for years. They were expecting him to come on the scene at any time.
They talk
like
about
it is
the Messiah
today,
like we talk about end times.
Right.
I mean, right. They were just as turned on and excited
yes, sir.
About the end time, about the Messiah coming, as a lot of people are today about end times.
That you know, is so
all
true.
All they want to do is talk.
That's it.
Yeah,
yes,
there's
sir.
Some people, all they want to talk about is end times, end yep. times, end times. That's all they want to talk about. And you had people, I mean, this had gotten so prevalent. Even the Samaritans had caught on to it.
Right.
Yeah.
Even the Samaritans wouldn't have anything to do with the Jews. Jews wouldn't have anything to do. They were so aware. What's going on, you know? Mm-hmm.
You know. Yeah.
And the diaspora, you know, the people mm-hmm. we talked about in Antioch, mm-hmm. they were excited about the Messiah. Come to you.
Yep.
Got a good word for us about the Messiah. Tell us about the Messiah.
Absolutely.
You know? We said, you got a new word about the end times, you know. Tell us about the Messiah, you know. And we talked about that a few weeks ago, you know.
Mm-hmm. They were
so
very,
they were ready for the Messiah.
Waiting
big
for
time.
The Messiah.
Big time.
Mm-hmm. All of them had different ideas about what the Messiah was going to do. Some of them thought they were going to clean up that, he was going to clean up that government, overthrow them and get them out. I mean, clean house. That's what they thought he was going to do. They thought he was going to come in and do this and do that. And, you know, when the angel came to Mary, people said, people teach this. Oh, she didn't even know what was going on. She just said, be it unto me. She knew exactly what was going
exactly.
on.
Exactly.
They was in expectation
Come on.
Of a Messiah.
Come on.
But what got her thrown off, she said, I didn't think you'll come to somebody of such low estate. Somebody, what she was really saying, somebody so poor. Mm-hmm. She thought he would have chosen somebody that was a lot more wealthier mm-hmm. than she would. She said, I am so humble that you'll choose somebody of such low estate, somebody so low, you know, mm-hmm. somebody so poor.
People still feel that way when the Lord chooses them to do something.
Yeah. If you want to, mm-hmm. if you want to know how these mm-hmm. folks felt, I mean, really, a modern day analogy. Mm-hmm. modern day, someone who would come and restore the king of the king, the kingdom of David, right? Restore the throne of David, put them back on top. They used to be number one, but now they're down there. But now they want to go back up. Who can you think of in that situation today? You all know it, the University of Alabama and their football program. When Bear Bryant retired, right? They were on top, but then they went through a dry spell, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. They kept looking for that Messiah to come that would restore them to greatness, right? And they finally found him, right? I mean, it's funny, it is, but David, isn't that true? Isn't that true? Now we've got our Messiah, we're back on top, we're all number one, da-da-da-da-da. You know, that's what they were looking for.
Yeah.
But they, when Jesus came, he didn't restore their football program to national prominence. He didn't do that. He didn't restore them to political ascendancy. He did it a different way.
He came and did something much greater.
I'm not focused on David. I'm just saying, that's a great analogy. I can't think of anything
else. It was a great analogy. I'm what we're going to do now is kind of close it out, Gwen. We're over time.
That was good, Gwen.
Just release a prayer on us to close it out.
Father God, we come to you in Jesus' name. Jesus, we ask you to intercede for us. Father, we come boldly to this role of God in time of need, asking for a miracle.
Yes.
Asking for thing where we can see, we can know, we can hear, we can think, we can talk. In Jesus' name we ask, and we ask for a thing, for a...
Amen. Thank God.
For
a glory. In Jesus' name we ask.
Amen. Amen.